I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. Juneau's three incumbent Democratic state legislators are all running for re-election, and only one has an opponent. Local political officials on both sides of the aisle shared some of their theories about what's going on. The deadline for candidates to file to run in the August primary was June 1st. Senator Jesse Keel and Representative Andy Story are unopposed. Representative Sarah Hannon drew one opponent, Daryl Harmon. Harmon's party affiliation is undeclared. Harmon could not immediately be reached for comment. Until recently, Harmon's Facebook page had many public posts espousing COVID-19 misinformation, sympathies for Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and disparaging Democrats and medical authorities. Also, a lot of apolitical do-it-yourself videos. The incumbent, Sarah Hannon, says they've never been in touch, either as an opponent, a constituent, or otherwise. She doesn't recall ever meeting him.
So I truly know nothing about him except for his name.
Hannon, who's a retired public school teacher, is seeking a third term.
The job takes longer to get up on step than I thought it would, you know, and going into my third term, I finally, you know, I feel like I've done some good work in the 4 years I've been in, but nowhere near through the to-do list of things that I wanted to see happen and make change.
She says she understands why there aren't many candidates for the job.
I think that it's pretty unattractive from the social-emotional kind of side of it, you know, the vitriol.
Likewise, she says she was struck by how many of her colleagues are not seeking re-election. She thinks it was easier for legislators to tough it out when the state had more money to work with.
You know, in the days when Alaska had money and you could deliver port projects home to your district, there's more traction and you're willing to tolerate more chaos and ugliness.
Marie Walsh chairs the Republican Party's precinct that corresponds to Hannon's recently redrawn House District 4. It covers downtown Juneau, Douglas Island, Lemon Creek, and parts of the Mineral Valley. Walsh says he didn't hear from any potential Republican candidates in either of Juneau's House districts.
The primary reason is the knowledge that the Democrats have been successful election after election in both districts, and the registration and everything. I mean, it's just strongly Democrat town, and there's just no getting around it.
In the 2020 presidential election, Democrat Joe Biden beat Republican Donald Trump in both of Juneau's House districts. In Hannon's old district, Biden got more than twice as many votes as Trump.
I could hope someone rises up, and if they do, if they're willing to wear the Republican mantle, we will do our best to help them out.
That hypothetical candidate would have to run as a write-in candidate in the November general election. Alaska's new election system doesn't allow write-ins in primaries. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.